That was John coming in already, interrupting the process. Will this meeting please come to order? Take the roll.
Okay, Marie DeAnda.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Jeff Grover.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Yep.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Clarence Willman.
Here.
Linda Stotts Burnett.
Here.
We have a forum.
Any announcements, Tom?
I don't.
Any members have announcements? Okay. The item four is a consent calendar. I'm sorry, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who is, would like to make a public comment on an item that is not on the agenda? All right, no one wants to do that. Let us move to the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent calendar. Any comments from the members? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Let my votes show as an abstention. Motion carries. And now we're on item six, the administrative report.
Okay, discussion action on terminating the SNL insurance agreement. You've all read this document related to SNL insurance and their agreement. The board has said it's one of its goals for this year to terminate the agreement since we no longer pay SNL insurance directly for handling administration. The duties as per the memo, you know, that we met with the RESCO board of directors and they had a committee specially designed for this, looking at this. I guess there are still some concerns by RESCO to hold off on this until they have some more of their concerns addressed related to transmitting information to SML and to RESCO related to RESCO dues and the Health Insurance Administration. I have no problem waiting on this if the board wants to wait on it. We can still, even if we bring it back on June 28th, there's still a month to be able to terminate by July 31st, which is actually earlier than what we originally thought.
So you have no problem accommodating the request for a short delay? Rhonda, does that?
Actually, I'm Rhonda Biesmeyer, president of RESCO. I don't really have a problem with the vote today. I understood Tom and his staff and RESCO and SNL are working out some of the transition details, but I don't expect that they have any, your vote will have any impact on that, so we can go ahead today.
So, Mr. Administrator, do you?
Up to
so basically, right. it would be a vote with an effective date.
Comments or
July?
My only comment was I wanted to make sure that there was, you know, some response from RESCO as part of the formal record, and that wasn't, you laid out a good detail of why, you know, separate, and there was some brief description of RESCO having a committee, but I don't see any formal response from RESCO in here. You know, we're good with it, we're not good with it, this is our questions or concerns.
We submitted, along with SML, we each group submitted letters to Tom's office. He has that, but I understand because of staffing vacations and whatnot, they haven't had a chance to meet on that. So in that vein, I don't know if Tom would rather postpone the vote. I don't think that what we put in our recommendations has necessarily any bearing on the vote today.
So you're fine with go ahead and moving forward and
you'll
have a side dialogue working out all the issues with staff?
Okay. RESCO's okay with that. I spoke with Patrick McTighe from SML before the meeting today and he's okay with that. And I understand, you know, the issues Tom hasn't had a chance to meet fully with his staff. So if that's suitable with Tom, that's acceptable to
RESCO. Sure. And the issues have to do with the confidentiality of member data and then how does RESCO and SML get data about members who are retiring and so on. And that's just kind of an administrative.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we got part of the official record.
Yeah.
And you know, response and all that.
And Tom has that.
Okay.
So you're okay, Darren,
yep.
with moving forward?
Great.
Is there a motion on this item?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been made and seconded to pass item six. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I understand from council that we do not need a closed session today. So we are now in members forum, and I will just put one item on the table, and I don't know if it's relevant or not. I got a call yesterday that one of the statewide retirement systems had sent out a mailer, or sent out their checks, and they enclosed in their checks a return card on sign up for different organizations that will work for or against kinds of pension reforms. And the call I got was, we don't think this is very appropriate. I don't know if it's appropriate or not. I have not seen it. My question is, do we, when we send out checks, put in any inserts of any kind for anything, Tom?
We have had inserts related to county clerk recorder's election.
Okay.
When she needs volunteers for election time.
Okay.
Michelle, I'm trying to think. United Way sends their stuff directly.
Separate,
so
that's
separate.
Okay,
separate.
I think it's really.
I think the only one is the clerk recorder's sign up to be like election day volunteer.
All right.
Now, in this mailer that went out, was it proposing or favoring a particular?
No, it just said, join this group. That's an loose association of all the groups that want to protect pensions.
But it was a focused group, really. There was
it came in the paychecks.
Right, but they had an agenda, and it's like, join us to do this.
That was all it was a return envelope. From what the guy did was no. I said, there's no letter. They said no.
Sounds like politics to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just wanted to make sure we had a policy that we'd get over that line. And we do, so we apparently not.
I don't think we have a policy, do we?
Not specific written policy.
No, we just don't do it. There's no.
Hope we don't. One way or the other,
policy,
for that.
I don't know if we need a policy. I think Tom will alert us if anyone wants us to use the Stansera mail privileges to include stuff that's inappropriate. This board will have the opportunity to say yes or no, I suspect. So I don't know if we need to go beyond at this stage. If Tom does that on his last day and sneaks it out there in the mailbag.
Not going to happen.
Okay, so the next comment will be, we'll go to Supervisor.
He sent me his phone number.
I haven't seen his photo.
I haven't.
Okay, I don't have anything else. So.
No comment.
No comments.
Nothing?
Do not want to interrupt your record that's about to take place on that.
Nothing. Tom, is it appropriate for me to introduce my replacement on
Surely.
My seat?
Surely. Okay. You can do that.
I would like to introduce Joan Clendenin, and she will be filling seat 8A as of July 1st.
Welcome, Joan.
Thank you. Most of you, I know. Mm-hmm. I'll get acquainted with the rest of you as time goes on.
And some of us have a file.
What's that? Mike enjoys harassing me. He enjoys it a little too much. So you need to check in with him about that if it gets out of hand.
Mr. Grover?
You're going to put her on the right side of the table or the left side of the table?
You guys might be a caucus.
I think it's interesting she'll be sitting to the left of me.
Just a reminder, if anybody wants to go to that Sackers UC Berkeley thing, please let me know. Soon. It's in July. That's it.
I have nothing to add.
Meeting's adjourned.
Do we have a record?
Well, we do.
Oh, yeah. Last one.